The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
The crowd said to Jesus, "What sign can you do that we may see and believe in you? What can you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the desert, as it is written. He gave them bread from heaven to eat." So Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." So they said to Jesus, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." The Gospel of the Lord. It's helpful to remind ourselves on occasion that every single day of our life, every single morning, we receive the grace necessary to conquer anything we face in a given day, and even to do so with joy. I had a buddy of mine, a priest friend. He lived as a hermit for 10 years. And he would spend hours a day in front of the Blessed Sacrament on his knees in silent prayer. And I remember when he was sent away to go to school, we were in Europe together. And he shared with me, he said, "You know, all those years before the Blessed Sacrament, I had very few rapturous experiences. You know, seldom would I experience something that you would call mystical." He said, "Most days were pretty dry." He said, "But you know what was interesting? As the years passed, I realized I never left our Lord's presence without feeling full. I never left his presence without being satiated, regardless what I experienced during my holy hours." I was flipping through a book on the Eucharist today, and I came upon some words of St. Damian of Molokai. Damian of the lepers, built in 12 years 300 homes and dug 1,000 tombs. Damien, he wrote a letter after he'd been there for about a year and a half, and he wrote a letter back home, and he said, "I don't know that I'm the one to be here." He said, "I must admit," he said, "simply the air around here is tainted." He said, "One day I was celebrating Mass, and I literally thought I was going to suffocate. I almost ran through the church just to get outside to take a breath of air, but I didn't want to humiliate the people." He said, "But the hardest is when I go and give them last rites." He said, "When I go to hear their confessions and I see the worms eating away in their wounds, their bodies." And he said, "When I go to give them extreme unction, when I go to give them their last communion, and I can hardly fit my fingers between their wounds." He said, "Sometimes I do. I leave the homes and I just start to throw up." He gets a response back and says, "How are you living this way? It's heroic." And he simply wrote this: "The continued presence of Jesus Christ in the Blessed Sacrament and the daily reception of the Holy Eucharist alone give me the strength to endure."